Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls.
Hey, girls, and welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and as always, I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner Lindsay Van Schoik. If you haven't had a chance yet, feel free to go back and listen to all of our other episodes. There's tons of helpful information in those episodes. But today we're going to be talking about snacking for exercise. And I know a lot of women always ask that, like they don't know when to eat or what to eat, when they're supposed to eat it. So I think that this is going to be really helpful.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about like eating around your exercise, but then we're going to talk about also how to get exercise in throughout the day. So like exercise snacks. So last night on the call, we probably should have talked about this when we were doing our exercise stuff, but whoops, got a little bit sidetracked with it. But last night when I was doing my group call, so the good thing about being inside Rejuvenating Health is that there's calls available for our clients on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Thursdays are always Q&A calls with me, or we just get on random topics. And so last night, we were really talking about how to get in activity outside your non-exercise thermogenesis activity. So that's a big long word. So non-exercise thermogenesis activity, NEAT, is movement and activity that you're getting outside of your structured workout plan, right? So today I went to the gym and I did like an hour-long CrossFit workout. But if I just sit on my tush, which I am going to sit on my tush the rest of the day because I have a hair appointment and then I have to drive to Ohio for cheerleading. So I am going to be sitting. But that's not good for you, right? It's not helping you burn more calories. You don't get to work out for 30 minutes and then sit on your butt for the rest of the day. So you need to get in activity, whether it's going on a walk, a bike ride, doing cleaning, like moving around, whatever. But a lot of times people think that they need to put it in these long chunks. And so what I challenge a lot of our clients to do is exercise snacking, right? So it's kind of crazy and it's like, what the heck does that mean? But it's kind of like a popular thing that's been coming out, and it's especially in the fitness world. And we're not talking about like calories, snacking, stuff like that. But exercise snacking is a short, easy form of exercise that gives you similar benefits to like a long sustained workout. So recommendation wise, we talked about how much exercise you should be getting, but we definitely should be getting around 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise. That's what the normal people recommend. But you can get this by doing short bursts of intense activity for like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes while you're at work, right? So a lot of us have office jobs where we're just sitting. Even when I'm at work, I notice that like I'm sitting a lot. Mm-hmm. So if we're busy with work, kids, home life, sporting events, all that stuff, it can be really hard for us to get 30 minutes of continuous exercise in. So exercise snacks, you can do 5 minutes, maybe every hour on the hour where you're at work, right? So it can fit in your life easily. You don't have to have this planned time to do it. It's very short time commitments, all that type of stuff. So what I was telling our clients last night was like, okay, every minute on the minute for 5 minutes, do 10 burpees while you're at work, right? Or go up and down the stairs for 5 minutes while you're at work. Walk to the other end of the hall and go to the bathroom, right? Like just move for 5 minutes. 5 minutes isn't taking up your work time. You have 5 minutes where you can move while you're at work. But if you do 5 minutes for 8 hours, that's 40 minutes of activity.
Yeah.
And it
really adds up.
Yeah. It's not planned activity, right? Like it's not taking away 40 minutes when you're at home from your kids. It's 40 minutes of activity and boom, there's your workout for the day. You could switch it up. Like you could do air squats one of the times. You could do push-ups one of the times. You could do burpees. You could climb the stairs. You could do lunges. There's like so many different things that you could do. But there's a lot of good benefits from it. So it improves your cardiovascular function. It improves your endurance, your flexibility, muscle strength, blood sugar levels. And it can really help with consistency, right? You have to be consistent in order for this to work. It's not going to be very impactful if you're doing it like one day and then never doing it again. But if you do it consistently over the span of like a month, 2 months, you're going to be really reaping those benefits, right? And it can really help with high blood pressure, insulin resistance, obesity, all of those types of things. If you're at home, you could do it with like kettlebells, resistance bands, all kinds of different stuff, right? So there's like endless opportunities to do it. You don't really have to like warm up to do it, right? You can just be at your desk and do an exercise snack. It's right. So easy.
I think too, it helps us become a little more mindful. You know, if you're not used to doing it right away or being mindful of your activity, I think it helps you be a little more mindful doing it in those little chunks.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't do something at your desk, like you said, you can walk back and forth or walk up and down the steps or heck, like even go to the bathroom and like do some air squats or something.
Yeah.
It's better than eating donuts in the stall like I did, you know?
Well, you can walk to like the furthest bathroom away, right?
Yeah.
Like find a bathroom that's downstairs. Like, and don't tell me you don't have time to do this at work because you have a potty break and you have a lunch hour too.
Yeah. Like, and everybody, let's be real. Everybody has 5 minutes at work. People are scrolling on their phones. I mean, it's 2023. They're on
TikTok.
Yeah.
So you don't need to fuel for exercise snacks. It's not like some vigorous activity. You don't need to eat around them. You don't need to have a pre-workout before them and have a post-workout protein. Like, you just fit them in your day. There is no eating around exercise snacks.
Because they're just little snacks.
Yeah. You don't need to like eat around them. Now, eating around your workouts, you do need to do, right? So we get a lot of questions around this. And as a woman, you don't ever want to work out fasted, right? If you're going to wake up in the morning and do like a walk, whatever, but if you're going to wake up and do any strength training, high intensity workout, anything like that, you need fuel in your body. Especially if you are not menopausal, if you're working out fasted, it can really disrupt your hormones. So you definitely want to make sure that you're maybe snacking before your workout, because you don't want to have a meal before a workout, especially like, oh my gosh, it is 115 degrees. And if I tried to eat a meal before I work out, I would throw up.
Yeah. Plus, and you work out so early too.
Yeah.
If not, you might not want to eat something huge.
Yeah. So
you
know. I work out first thing in the morning. So I'll drink. They have these things called Fuel for Fire. They're like all natural. I'll do that or like an applesauce. But you definitely want to make sure that you're going into your workouts a little bit fed. So like 30 minutes before you hit your workout. Now, if you're working out at 8 a.m. and you had breakfast earlier, you don't need to do that. If you're working out at 1 p.m. and you had lunch, you're fine. If you're going to like a 4:30 class and you haven't eaten, or you're going to do like a 4:30 workout and you haven't eaten since lunchtime, you might want to eat like a piece of fruit or something. So just don't go into your workouts fast. It doesn't have to be complicated. You have to, the thing that has to be like is a non-negotiable is you have to hit that protein at least 30 to 45 minutes after your workout. And I don't know, we talked about this on the group call last night, but people are really struggling to get a post meal in because it's so dang hot. Like your body is just having trouble cooling off. So that's where protein shakes are okay. I don't love them all the time, but if you need to get your protein in, like hit up a protein shake.
Yeah. Or even like cold, like meat. I mean, you don't have to heat it all the time. If your meat's cooked, you know what I mean? And you keep it in the fridge. Like you don't have to always heat it to have a hot meal.
No, you can have some like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want cold chicken.
Oh, cold chicken's not bad. It's just like having like lunch meat.
Yeah. And I would rather you have cold chicken than lunch meat because lunch meat's kind of processed.
Right.
Like unless you get some of the more natural ones. Yeah. I could do like the, yeah, you're right. It's probably not that bad.
I don't think.
Or hard-boiled eggs.
Try it, guys. Let us know. Oh, yeah. Hard-boiled eggs. That's a good one. Yeah.
Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Those I do Greek yogurt options. A lot post-workout. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can even make a smoothie, like a protein smoothie.
Yeah.
That would be refreshing.
Yeah, but we talked about that a lot last night. It was like, how do you get your protein in after when it's so dang hot?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, myself especially, some people get really hungry after they work out, but I really don't. Like, I don't feel necessarily like eating a bunch after I work out. I don't know. That's just how I am. So some women might even have that problem. So, but you have to be mindful of it to make sure that you get it in.
Yeah. I have no problem eating after a workout, but when it's hot like this, I do. Like, I have to go take a cold shower, cool off, because my body temperature is just like, shoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about this last night on the group call too, is you really need to listen to your body in this heat. By the time this comes out, hopefully this heat is gone. But like water, drink some element, like get some electrolytes in, listen to your body. If you're crazy feeling not recovered from the heat, then take a rest day. Just go on a walk. Like, you don't have to do this crazy stuff, especially if you're working out where there's not air conditioning.
Right. Yeah. And the electrolytes are so key. I don't think people realize that. Like, drinking just straight water, I mean, it's good for you, obviously, but you need those electrolytes and a little bit of that salt in there. We do have an electrolyte guide too. So if anybody wants that, they can message us and we can send that over, because it is so important, especially in these summer months.
Yeah. Yeah. So totally, let's get back to exercise snacks, because we got completely off topic. But I have one client that like picks up paper clips. That's her exercise snack. Like, she puts paper clips on the floor and she picks them up. That's her exercise snack. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy. I have one client that like, you could just get up and down on your chair. Right? Like, stand up, yeah. Sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. If you have like a standing desk, you could march in place. You mm-hmm. could do jumping jacks. There's so many things that you can do to get in that movement.
Yeah. That would be a good book too. That would be a good guide.
An exercise snack guy.
I mean, yeah, just with like little examples.
Yeah.
I think that might be good.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be crazy. It's just moving.
Yeah.
It's just getting in activity and moving.
Yeah.
What exercise snacks are you going to do?
I
don't do these. I'm bad.
Yeah, I actually don't either. But I was thinking about it. I should. I would love to do some air squats. I like that. I can do some stairs.
Yeah.
I can do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is going to be like a super short episode, because there's not much that goes into exercise snacking besides just move.
Like, yeah, really good.
Yeah.
And I think it's helpful, because a lot of women, I feel like, get intimidated sometimes by thinking they have to work out for long periods of time. And like, how do I fit it in? How am I going to do this? But this allows them, like you said, to break it up over the day, and then it's just done and you did it and you can still reap the benefits.
Yeah. I mean, even if you only do it 6 times a day, it's 30 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Where you burn calories. And if you want to do it on top of your workout, then do it on top of your workout. It's not hurting anything. It's just increasing activity.
Yeah.
I know for me, like when it's cooler, I always go on a walk over lunch. But if I did that right now, I would go back in my office like sweating like a mess. And I think my patients would be like, whoa, what are you doing?
Look like you just went swimming.
Yeah. And sweat, which would be disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all kinds of like new research out. Like, you can Google exercise snacks, and there's all kinds of information about it, but like, it's kind of becoming popular, especially maybe like in populations where they're not used to exercising. But even if you just, you know, it just improves that sedentary behavior, right? So like, this is a good exercise. Like, and you can do it for longer time. So I found one exercise snack that takes like 11 minutes. So it's longer. Maybe you could break it in half, but you could do 60 seconds of jumping jacks, 60 seconds of burpees, 60 seconds of walking in place, 60 seconds of high knees, 60 seconds of split jumps, 60 seconds of high knees, 60 seconds of split squats, 60 seconds of walking in place. Like, super easy, right? It's a 7-minute, like, it's a short standing workout.
Yeah. And because it's 60 seconds of different things, it doesn't make you bored. I feel like it would go fast because you're just doing 60 seconds of different things in a row. I feel like the time would go fast.
Yeah. And so like another thing you could do is when you're cooking dinner, like turn on your favorite song and dance for 4 minutes. Yeah. It's a way to get exercise in for 4 minutes. If you take the stairs, there's a minute, right? You can, like when you're on the phone, just walk, right? Mm-hmm. Go outside and pull weeds. Like that's a way to get activity in, right? So
what
there's
a blast.
I know.
Go outside and pull weeds.
Sorry, not a good thing.
I was thinking whenever we do talk on the phone, though, I do walk.
Yeah. It gives you like, it's just a way to get in movement, right? Like just pace back and forth. It literally takes you, like, I think people just think exercise and movement is so complicated, but just move. Like even just like fidgeting or like, so we're going to go on a car, like I'm driving to Ohio for cheerleading. So we're going to be in the car for like 5 hours, but like every hour we'll stop. I'm not one of those anal people that like needs to get there, but well, one, I'll have to pee every hour because I'm ridiculous and have to pee every hour. Matt hates traveling with me. But even just stopping every hour and getting out of your car and like walking around for a few minutes or doing some air squats, or one, it really helps break up the trip. But two, sitting in the car for that long isn't necessarily good for you. Now, if you're on like an airplane, you can't do that really. You might, the flight attendant might be thinking that you're crazy. But I even know like in the airport, like instead of just sitting there playing on your phone, like walk around, right? There's lots of ways to get in movement. Like the whole point of this episode is to just don't be sedentary, right? Like there are lots of ways to get in movement outside of exercise. And there are tons and tons and tons of health benefits to moving outside of your structured exercise. And if you're someone that's like, I don't know why I'm not losing weight, look at your activity outside of exercise. Because I guarantee it's low.
Yeah. But a lot of people do think that if they just do that, their exercise, then they're golden. But they forget about, you know, the fact that they're sedentary for the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, because their Apple Watch told them they burned 500 calories during their workout, which is not right at all. Please do not use your fitness tracker to estimate your calories burned, because it is very inaccurate.
Yeah. But I think that this is good for women to see that just these little efforts throughout the day can add up to be a lot. And then it's not so overwhelming. Because I do think at the beginning, a lot of people are overwhelmed. And not, you know, with us, but I mean, in general, when they're thinking about starting a fitness plan or trying to get healthy, I think that it can be overwhelming for women. So I think that this is a great place to start. Or even if, like you said, you are already in a fitness regimen, just adding it in is still super beneficial.
Yeah, like I know I don't have time to add in 30 minutes on a walk, really, but I can add in movement while I'm at work. It's super easy.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, let us know, and we'll be back to chat with you next week.
Yeah, and if you guys would, please leave us a kind rating and a 5-star review, because that helps us a lot, and share with your friends, because we would love for them to tune in also. So we will catch you next week. See ya.
Bye.